welcome to the Dad Bod Cast.
Oh my god.
You know what? Let me tell you. Sorry we're late, but I'm just going to start off by telling you that the things that I have come to this podcast prepared with are a really good list for band or porno, a story about bestiality, and a lot of almost shit my pants stories. Too many. I mean, zero is the normal amount. So any more than that is too many, I feel like. But they happened. They were real, and they... how are you guys? I missed you. There's one. Two.
Those are some good responses. Thank you, everyone. I'm doing all right as well. I don't know if you're asking. I don't know if I was part of that, but
I'm doing okay.
I'm doing okay. Good God, Cameron.
I really did miss this though.
Me too. Sunday.
On Sunday, I was at the last night of Hangout Fest, and I wasn't recording this, and I was a little sad.
Really?
Yeah. I miss you, Chad, and I miss all of, you know, the fun interactions I have. Like, what's cool about doing this is that, like, Mal will Snapchat me during, John was Snapchatting me this weekend, and Taylor was tweeting me. Like, we have a lot of fun interactions with all of you, and I really do appreciate that, guys, that we're all just, never met you in real life, but we're internet pals, and I did miss you guys.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, not the best podcast out there, let's be honest, but like we do.
Not even close.
not even fucking close. but we do have fun doing it, and we have fun, I don't know, even like the small circle of people that listen the small line of people.
Yeah.
whatever's the smallest thing. The small rhombus of people to listen here.
Just a little rhombus. Lil Rhombus was my favorite act I saw at Hangout, actually.
Lil Rhombus is my favorite little short little rapper guy. It's Lil Rhombus. He's kind of chubby.
You know Lil Yachty?
Yeah.
Step aside, because it's all aside. About this year's about Lil Rhombus.
Speaking of rhombus, have you heard of the male rompers?
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah. I learned about that on my way down to Hangout, and then memes just exploded.
Oh, it was incredible. I think I'm going to get one. I really do.
Dude, you could. I mean, you did the man bun thing. You could do a male romper, and it would be the shit.
Hopefully it would be, I would spend up to $80 to acquire one. So I think that's a good number. I don't think anything should be that expensive. But, I mean, girls pay a lot more for their clothes, and it's kind of, well, it's definitely originally a woman's clothing item. So,
but clothing has no gender.
Well, but, I mean, like, rompers are like... Women wear them, not men. But now they have rompims, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah.
It's the year of the romper. Check your Chinese calendar.
Oh, my gosh. I think this is actually like the year of the rabbit, maybe? I'm probably super wrong.
I thought it was Rooster Boy.
Oh, yeah, year of the cock.
Year of the cuck. My favorite... entry into porn or bando.
It's the year of the cuck, which explains why fascism has made a huge comeback.
Oh man. So
unprecedented even. But yeah, what?
Today was my first day back to work since being on vacation.
How's that?
One of the very first things that I had to do for my job today was to put up a news story. Ready? I'm going to read you this news story.
Please do.
The headline, Milford Man Arrested for Bestiality.
Oh, no.
A Milford, Indiana man was arrested after having sexual intercourse with a female pony on several occasions.
Didn't we just shit talk bronies last episode?
Yes, and this or is two the episodes king ago. Of them all.
Oh no, he's just been watching too much My Little Pony. Oh, there it is.
That'll make more sense.
This is fair use, DMCA, just so you guys know.
Thank you, Genuine, for letting me play that 10 seconds of your hit song, Pony.
Cam was just telling me that I look like Ron Swanson before we started the podcast, so it's kind of funny because that was Donna's cousin, Genuine.
Yep. Yeah.
So full circle, baby.
Wow, oh my gosh, that's incredible. Philip Butler, age 72.
No.
Address here of Milford is being charged with bestiality, a level 6 felony, and criminal trespass, a class A misdemeanor. A complaint was filed. What?
Wait. He wasn't
not
just
his
fucking,
own pony.
He wasn't fucking his own pony. No. In the comfort of his own home.
No.
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 He was fucking someone else's pony.
Someone else's pony on several occasions.
Oh, no.
I'll continue.
Please do.
A complaint was filed with the Kosciuszko County Sheriff's Department on April 20th in regards to someone having sex with a pony. The witness stated that he observed Butler's truck parked near the barn on April 19th. When the witness entered the barn, he observed Butler standing behind a female pony named Duchess.
Why is that the funniest part for you?
Because that's like a prostitute's name.
Okay, good point. Good point.
Butler's pants were down and he was having sexual intercourse with the animal.
Don't they mean sexual inner horse?
Hey! I wonder if he asked Duchess to leave her horseshoes on.
Oh, no.
When the witness confronted Butler, he stated he has a problem and wouldn't do it again. According to the affidavit of probable cause, the witnesses caught Butler having intercourse with a pony on several occasions. The witness's wife and daughter have also caught Butler having sexual intercourse with ponies. The witness was able to capture photographs of the incident or indecent acts by setting up a motion-sensing camera.
Oh my god.
In the fall of 2016, Butler was told not to come back on the property. The officer talked with the owner of the property, who confirmed that Butler was not allowed on his property. On Monday, April 24th, an officer with the Kosciuszko County Sheriff's Department spoke with Butler. He admitted to the officer that he was not allowed on the property and further stated that he did have sex with the pony named Duchess. Butler also revealed that he takes the pony back to the shed so no one can see him. Butler was booked in the Kosciuszko County Jail on May 22nd with a $5,250 surety and cash bond. There you go. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Well, I don't think it was her mouth.
Oh, man. Oh, man. It goes on to say that they only had sex in the doggy style position, so you could say Duchess is a one-trick pony.
Oh, please tell me you put that on the radio.
No, I wish we didn't run this one. We didn't run it on the air. We just put it on our website. But yeah, that's this guy just has an unbridled love for ponies.
Listen, I'm not here to shame anybody.
I kind of am.
but I am a little bit. Please, if you ever want to fuck ponies, maybe just keep it to yourself. Maybe, you know, don't just go out there and pone ponies.
Pone ponies. I wonder when he's going to do it again.
Well, he's in jail right now, so hopefully never again. Hopefully he rots in his cell.
You think he goes to Arby's? And when they ask him if he wants horsey sauce, he goes, "No, thanks. I brought my own."
Do you think he wears Trojans?
Does he wear Trojans when he bangs Duchess? Oh, my gosh. Well, the jury was hung like a horse. And when they when they were asked if he was guilty, none of them said nay.
One of them wasn't there because they had to piss like a racehorse. So they were in the restroom.
You think he just like...
Nay. Oh my God, I just got that. I didn't just get it, but it just registered, I guess.
People in his family said they wondered why he always got so excited when malls had merry-go-rounds.
And now we know.
Now we know.
Yeah, someone caught him trying to fuck that horse that's always at Meijer one time. the penny horse.
Yeah, I mean, just a penny for a ride, man. This one cost him $5,000.
Oh, man. This is a... I think that was a deeply Midwestern joke. So yeah, just
that's true. Yeah. All right, it's enough horsing around. God damn. But yeah, so that's what I came to. This guy's definitely unstable. Oh man. All right. But yeah, the jokes are starting to stall now. Like,
God damn it.
That's a whole different kind of horse whispering, man.
I have no... I can't... Man, I can't even do this anymore. I can't even think of anything. You've taken all of it. You've taken all my material that I was trying to work up in my big brain. I was trying to brainstorm.
His favorite team is the Colts.
I don't doubt that.
That one's not a joke. He's actually from Indiana, so...
Yeah, so he probably does like to co- I represent. Wonder. Represent.
That wasn't
fuck the Colts, dude.
Oh man. So that happened. Chad, what was your week like?
Yeah, man. I'm used to doing this on Sunday, so like,
yeah, man.
It's weird to try to think, because it's Tuesday right now, so I'm trying so hard to remember what the fuck happened. I had a pretty good weekend. Well, kind of. I mean, you know, a friend died, so I went to his viewing. Not to be a downer.
No, but yeah.
Yeah, that happened. So it's really been like a whirlwind of emotion. I mean, it sucks, like, that happened. I'm obviously, but yeah. Like, I did. I mean, I got to see people I haven't seen in a long time. It's unfortunate it was under those circumstances, but it was kind of, in a way, like, you see a lot of people and there's like comfort in that. So,
right.
I saw some old friends, and his older brother was one of my really good friends in college. So like, I got to be there and see him and like help him. I mean, as much as anyone can.
Right.
So it was good to see some people that I haven't seen in a long time, but yeah, not in great circumstances, but yeah.
No.
So, I mean, it was just mostly like an super emotionally draining week. I didn't really do a lot, but then Friday I went up, like drove 2 hours to like go to like the viewing. And then Saturday I was like, I'd been feeling down, man, for like before that, for like a couple weeks. And I was like, God, I'm the only person who's keeping me down. So I like got back into the gym on Saturday and I don't know, feel better. I've been good. Like, I worked out this week and stuff, so it's good. So yeah, it's like, it's easy to like, just, you know, pass it, gloss over it, but it is, that's why I'm a little bit,
yeah.
Yeah, not as, not as chipper. This week.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, man. That's horrible. I don't know what that specific experience feels like. I've never lost like someone my own age that was close to me.
Yeah, it is weird, but it's fine. He was a good dude and he'll be remembered as a good dude. So there's that. Moving on. Sorry.
That's okay. I don't want to tell the story about shitting my pants now.
No, it's fine. You asked me how my week was. You asked me how my fucking week was, so I told you.
Sorry.
I was just honest. Oh, but I did. Oh man, I got hammered on Saturday night, and I woke up to a note in my phone.
Yes, read it.
That I did not remember putting there. And I don't know why I felt the need to put this as a note in my phone, but it just says "Bunky Futt Lovin'." Like funky butt loving, but you switch the letters.
Bunky Futt Lovin'.
So that was one thing.
Oh, Bunky Futt Lovin's my favorite Ginuwine album.
Also, I wrote something about the Kentucky Derby. But it is indiscernible, so. It says, Kentucky Derby, ? Probably just started because the horse got scared by somebody's stupid hat. So there's that.
Could you imagine seeing an advertisement for the Kentucky Derby on television, and it's all, like, majestic and regal, and it's like, the 99th running of the Kentucky Derby. The Kentucky Derby probably got started because a horse got scared of someone's dumb hat.
I can hear that perfectly. Like in the movie announcer's voice. Yeah. The Kentucky Derby coming to you in June 2018. That sounds more like a wrestler, I think.
Yeah. Hey, brother, this is the Kentucky Derby.
Macho Man Randy Savage. It's me, Macho Man Randy Savage, and I'm here to tell you that the Kentucky Derby was started by a horse who was scared. Oh, I just turned to old Randy Savage.
Where am I, brother?
Brother, where I've had too many beers. In my lifetime. I'm just shitting out noises from my mouth. That's all I'm doing right now.
What if you... I feel like you... In
speaking of
years,
shitting. I'm just kidding. No, what?
I was just going to say, I think in 60 years you might sound like that. You might sound like that.
I can only... Well, if I'm alive, hell yeah. That'd be tight.
I always say that too. Like, oh yeah, if I make it past 37.
Well, 60 years, I'll be 84, almost 85, so we'll see. Some people die way before then, so it could happen.
So, I went to Hangout Fest this week.
Yeah, talk to me.
Well, this is our second year going. Me and my brother and his wife and our friend Mary, we went to Hangout Fest, the 7th annual, I believe. I don't know. I don't know for sure, but I'm going to say that. We went to the 7th annual Hangout Fest last year, had a total blast, decided to go back this year, but we were going to do it a little better this year. So we went for an entire week, so 3 beach days before.
Nice.
Yes, and then we left the day after instead of the night of the last show because that was miserable last year. But before any of that even started...
Yes.
We left around 11 o'clock Nashville time, which is actually the same as Gulf Shores time, so that doesn't matter. But we left around 11. We go to a Waffle House. The service, the people in there were very mean to us, so we go to a different Waffle House. And then we ate Waffle House. And then we're getting ready to go, so we stop at a Shell gas station to gas up. It's about 12:30 at this point.
Yes,
and I go, I got a rumbling in my gut. I'm not about to sit in a car for 8 hours with a rumbly gut. So I'm like, guys, I got to go in there and I got to poop real bad. So I go in there, and the only person in the Shell station is the lady behind the counter. And it's this very, very small... kind of backwards old lady.
Yeah.
Like she didn't
wait.
She acted
backwards
like
how?
She didn't act like all the lights were on in her home.
Like she had dementia.
No, not that bad.
Like she had Alzheimer's.
No. Kind of like Kind of like someone was you'd senile. Expect to to be missing teeth for mysterious reasons. Yeah, she was so senile.
So like a hockey player.
Like, well, you know why hockey players lose their teeth, right?
No. I'm kidding. Of course. Hockey. Well, you see, it's because hockey. Just a period there, no comma.
Yeah, because hockey.
Because hockey. They fight and stuff, fella.
They fight and stuff, fella. Little boy. So, I go into the Shell gas station. There's this little old lady that lets me in. And I go back into the bathroom. And, like, I'm about to go walking to the bathroom. It's one of those emergency situations where you don't want to be in public for this. But at least it was nighttime. So, I get into the stall. And there's some pee in the toilet from a previous user. And I'm like, oh, that's gross. Fine. So I go to flush it. The toilet doesn't flush. And the toilet is currently out of service.
Been there.
But I have a situation going on. And I know for a fact, if I turned around and left that bathroom in that moment, I would have pooped my pants as an adult 24-year-old boy. So knowing full well that that poor little old lady was going to have to come in there after I left and deal with what was about to happen put me in a real moral predicament, Chad, but I had to do what I had to do. And I destroyed that place.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say you did the admirable thing.
No.
Oh, God.
Nope. I didn't. I took my pants down. Okay, you know
and
how
you
at
fucked
sporting
that
events,
pony.
I fucked that pony.
You fucked that pony up, that toilet pony.
You know how at sporting events, during a break in the action, the pretty cheerleaders will come out with those t-shirt cannons. And
oh, no. I know exactly where you're headed.
You know
I'm one
sound,
step ahead of you.
You know the sound that they make? Like, if you're not paying attention, but you hear that.
Yeah.
You look up from your phone. You're like, oh, shoot. They're shooting out t-shirts. This is awesome. Imagine a t-shirt cannon full of chocolate pudding. And that's how I level the Shell gas station before we even left for hangout.
Leveled.
But what's sad is that this exact same situation happened again on Saturday night during the hangout festival.
You were shitting in the Shell gas station again?
No.
Well, then it wasn't
so
the exact
it wasn't
same
the
situation.
You're right. It wasn't the exact same situation. I'm sorry.
Yeah, semantics, bitch.
That's the difference between literally and figuratively.
Thank you, everyone, for being here for this math lesson.
Math. Math is my favorite hardcore drug.
If we were in the UK, it would be called maths. Do you think they call meths in the UK as well?
Maybe.
Go on.
The New York Mets.
My favorite... shitty baseball team.
So on Saturday evening, around 7:30 p.m., I was watching Major Lazer put on a very cool light and music show on
sounds
one
like
end of
be
the beach.
Yeah.
For those of you unfamiliar with Major Lazer, look him up. I'm not going to explain him to you or them. So we were at Major Lazer.
Fair enough. Yeah.
The way that Hangout is set up, it's a 3-day music festival, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All day from about 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 at night. Miranda is pregnant And the lineup this year wasn't as good as last year. So we made the group decision to see certain people, line them up so that we could string them all together. So we got to the festival around 3:30. Because we saw Snake Hips at 3:45.
Yeah.
And they weren't that great. And then we found this band called Susto, which was kind of cool. They were pretty good. And then, so then we saw Tory Lanez, and he was the worst one of the whole weekend. So freaking bad. So bad. Like, I'm pretty sure he was high the whole time, too, and had no idea what was going on. He was just
That would make sense. Yeah.
He didn't even perform any songs. He just, like, talked to the crowd and, like, called us bitches and asked to see titties.
Really?
Yeah, it was real bad. But anyway, so
Did you show him?
I showed a lot of people my titties.
Nice.
Because that's what I do at music festivals.
Yeah, you just gotta lift that little shirt up and just go show them the Twin Peaks. You're not doing that right now.
So Chad, my boobies.
Boobies.
So hang out. Okay, so you go
real quick.
Like, yeah.
What do bees dress up like on Halloween?
Scream.
Boobies.
Oh.
I think I just made that up.
Yeah.
Go on.
So hang out. Basically, there are six stages, and there are music acts overlapping each other all day. Like, you have to figure out what you want. There's a wide variety of music. Like, I'll tell you who I saw. I saw Charlie XCX, Bishop Briggs, Charlie XCX.
I'm just saying, I've never heard of any
of these. Oh, okay. That's fair. Coin, ASAP
Ferg. Oh, they're good.
Coin is good, man. ASAP Ferg was so dope.
ASAP Ferg's fucking lit, dude.
Yeah, dude. And then I saw Paris. And then Weezer.
Oh, shit.
They're one of the headliners. Then the next night it was Snake Hips, Susto, Tory Lanez, Major Lazer, and 21 Pilots. And then Sunday was Shaggy.
Hell yeah.
Lucas Graham, Lil Yachty, Chance the Rapper, and Mumford and Sons, baby.
You did not see Chance the fucking Rapper.
I did. And I'll get to him because...
I almost saw him in Columbus, Ohio, dude.
Oh, you should have.
I had, like, Chance... I had the chance... no pun intended. I had the opportunity to get two tickets for free from this, like, guy who I knew...
Oh my god.
Who's like a pastor at like a really big church in Chicago. He like tweeted about it and I was like, yes, I don't care if it's tonight. I don't care if I get home at 5 a.m. and go to work in 2 hours. Like, I'm going. And then someone else asked him because I was like, damn, it took me too long.
Dang it.
Anyway, tell me.
So there are six stages.
Yeah.
And the two main stages are the hangout stage, which is the big one.
Grief.
Where the headliners play. What?
Grief, denial, accept it.
Dude, those are the six stages of hangout, let me tell you. by the third day, you're just so pissed off at the human condition. All these, like, privileged trust fund white-ass baby boys and baby girls who are just have no sense of common decency. It's insane.
You're all mad at Maslow's pyramid of dogs or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I try to combine Pavlov's dog with that pyramid of need.
Yeah. I got what you were saying. I liked it.
Okay.
But the two main stages are the hangout stage where all the headliners perform and then the surf stage where a lot of like the bigger acts perform. Like, so, for example, on Sunday night, we saw Chance on the surf stage.
Hell
and then
yeah.
We had to go to the hangout stage to see Mumford & Sons right after. So, the problem with that is that the surf stage, which marks one end of the entire festival, and the hangout stage, which marks...
Off.
Yeah, I just did. I'm Thank sorry.
It's okay.
And the hangout stage, which marks the other side of the festival, they are roughly, and I say roughly because I think it's more than, a mile apart. So 7:30.
Holy shit, yeah.
We're hanging out, we're watching Major Lazer.
You're a hangout, yeah. Hanging out.
Saw, dude.
Oh, shit, dude.
And then, so, we are dancing, getting our groove on. And previously in this night, I had some of the best gelato in my life. It was $8. And
fuck.
It immediately started melting when I got it. So, yum. It got to the point where the napkin I had wrapped around my waffle cone was covered in chocolate and I didn't see it, and it got to a point where I ate half of that napkin without knowing it at first, because the waffle cone got real soft, and then like I looked down and I'm like, oh, forgot there was a napkin here.
Oh my, that's such a oh, that is classic.
Yeah, that's such a fat thing to say.
Classic Cameron. Yeah. I forgot about the napkin. I just thought it had a kind of sinewy, napkin-y feel to it. I didn't. I've never eaten it before.
I've never had Italian ice cream. I didn't know what it was. thought it was part of the experience.
I thought that they're really artsy over there. I thought they put like paper mache in it or something.
I was also drunk.
Been there, baby.
So we're about halfway into Major Lazer's set, which is literally just loud music and lights. Like, it felt like a fever dream. And ooh. I was just bouncing and dancing. We were having a fun time. And then halfway through a set, there's 30 minutes before 21 Pilots starts on the other stage, and I go,
uh-oh.
Gross.
I've got a rumbling in my gut.
Oh, no.
So I'm thinking, man, if I can just wait 15 more minutes, we'll be done here. There are bathrooms by the hangout stage. I can go over there. I can do my business. And I can get into a spot and get ready to watch the show.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
Yeah, no. Your tummy begged to differ.
My tummy was like, I'm a director of your life, and I'm making a sequel to The Shell Gas Station right now.
And, I go, hey guys, I'm going to go over to the hangout stage and get us a spot. And they're like, are you sure? And I'm like,
I got to poop. Like,
so I'm again? Real sure.
And I was like, oh, yeah, it's not good. I'm going to go right now.
So I start my drunken journey 1 mile through the sand, through.
I almost envy you.
A massive wave of people.
How many people do you think were there?
40,000.
Holy shit.
Yes, there were 40,000 people at this year's Hangout Fest.
That's a city.
Yes, and this was at the end of the night. So that means like there are only two stages that these people can be at. And half of the people there who stayed are getting ready to see 21 Pilots. The other half are already at Major Lazer. So literally, those two crowds meet each other at some point because there's only that much place to go on this beach.
It's a wall of death.
It is a wall of death, and I'm about to shit my pants.
You ever been to a metal show?
No, but the wall of death, yeah.
Oh, man, it's so badass. Just keep putting.
Sounds scary. On. Lil Yachty tried to have us mosh.
It's kind of. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes so much sense, though.
He's like, I want to see, like, five circle pits open up, little boat. And I was like, what is happening?
I don't understand, like, the crossover between, like, the metal scene and like, shitty mumble rap. But, like,
yeah,
it's happening. It's already happened, I think.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And
I'm pretty sure that was, like, during that Cold Like Minnesota song.
Fuck yes.
Oh, dude, at the end of the night, I was like, man, Lil Yachty was so much better than Chauncey.
Yachty.
Lil Yachty. And people were like, wait, are you serious? And I'm like, nah, dude.
No, I'm hammered, but I'm not stupid.
So I start on this journey through the sand, a mile's walk in the sand, drunk, clenching my boy butt cheeks together as hard as I can.
As opposed to your girl butt cheeks?
Yeah.
My little boy butt cheeks.
My little boy butt cheeks. Cause my little boy bee cheeks. Because I know that it's about to go down. And there were three separate occasions during this walk that I was so afraid I was going to have to stop and just shit in the middle of this festival. I'm like, this is going to happen. I was like, I'm going to be one of those guys that like you see at a festival who's literally shitting on the ground because he can't handle himself. Like, oh my gosh. So, but I didn't. Luckily, like I make it about halfway and I can see the hangout stage now over the tops of all these people. And I can still hear Major Lazer in the background, which isn't helping my anxiety because it's very high-paced, fast, loud music. And I just keep walking, and I almost poop, and then I finally make it. And so the way that the bathrooms were set up on this part of the beach were, it was a big tent with 1,000 porta-potties in it. Not 1,000, but a lot. And so I go in there and there's one open, just one. So I walk in and the way they're set up on the sand, the door does not close. And it won't lock. So I had to sit on the toilet and with one hand, as strong, like as hard as I could, hold that door closed when people would try to open it.
Oh, God. So you're, like, wrestling?
Yes. And it is a small porta-potty. There's a heat lamp at the top of it for some unknown reason that is just baking me and everything in there like a gosh darn ding-dong potato.
And Hulk Hogan is outside, and he just wants to poop, too.
He just – I'm sitting there, like – screaming
shitting there.
I'm shitting there. Like the guys in the stalls next to me, like when I started, some guy goes, "What the fuck?"
Oh no.
And then they just started laughing and they're like, "Dude." I'm like, "Happy hangout."
Those are the best, like drunken, like, cause no, like if you're in a bathroom and all three of those people are sober.
Yeah.
No one says anything. They're just thinking to themselves, wow.
Yeah.
But because they're also probably super drunk, they're like, whoa.
Yeah. They're amazed and disgusted and bewildered. And three separate times people tried to open that door and I had to like rip it closed. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm in here. Hold on. And it was the worst. Dude, it was like one of the worst poops I've ever had.
Isn't it in Alabama?
Yeah.
Why would there be a heat lamp in late May?
It was in Alabama. The porta potties had heat lamps in them. I don't get it.
I know, but like, it's not like it gets that cold.
I know. That's what I was saying. Sweating and shitting.
Oh, that'd be kind of. I'd be kind of feel good. You know when you poop after workout.
I
mean, honestly,
I felt like, yeah, dude. Like, I felt like every toxic thing I had put in my body up until that point from the week of was gone.
It's like being in a sauna. Yeah.
Yeah. A shit sauna.
Yeah. I tried to make a pun out of that. I couldn't do it.
Oh, man. It was terrible. So I stumble out. I don't feel great.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't have.
I get to the spot that we're going to sit and watch 21 Pilots. And I just, I let the nice beachy breeze hit me in the face and recover. And like, I swore I thought I was gonna die in that porta potty in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
No, you didn't.
I thought I was gonna die. I thought I was at least gonna pass out at one point.
Really?
Yes. It was insane.
That's hilarious though.
Yeah. Like, oh man. So those were my two shit scares. Other than that, I saw Taylor Nolan from The Bachelor. That was cool.
Wait, this season's? Or yeah, no.
From next season of The Bachelor.
Oh, girl?
Yeah, she
was on. Okay.
Yeah, if, for those of you who watch The Bachelor, you probably don't listen to us. But I saw Taylor Nolan. She was there with Danielle from Nashville. Not the show, but she was a contestant from Nashville. She's very pretty. She looks like a blonde, tall Anna Kendrick, and that's really cool.
Ooh.
And I then, so 21 Pilots got rained out, and I was really bummed because I like them no matter what you say, Chad.
Amen, dude. Oh fuck God. Yeah, that's awesome.
No.
I'm so glad they got rained out so no one had to hear that shit.
Here's the problem, though. They literally, if they evacuated us, quotes, evacuated us because of severe weather. So they shut down 21 Pilots. They're like, everyone head to the exit. And they're like, at first, scanning all of us out, because when you sign up for Hangout, they give you a wristband, and you have to sign in with that every week. Like, you can't take it off over the weekend once you put it on. It's non-transferable. Like, you have to be the person in it after you set it up and all that bull crap. So they're scanning us out, but they're like telling us to rush out of there because of severe weather. So first of all, 40,000 drunk people are trying to get out of one exit.
Not good.
Very claustrophobic kind of feeling, you know?
Yeah.
And not to bring up something super dark, but that mess with the Ariana Grande concert?
Yeah.
Like, if anything at all would have set off that crowd that I was in, it would have been the same thing. Like, we were all just grouped in together. Like, if there was any kind of, like, gunshot or attack, anything that spooked someone, people would have been trampled. And that's so messed up. Like, this is their eighth year of doing this, and the whole time they were, like, evacuating us, I was just, like, scared, like, shitless. I was, like looking at Miranda and, like, trying to... Well, yeah, I was already shitless.
You were already shitless, yeah.
But I was looking over Shitless Miranda. Anthony
Shitless is my favorite actor.
What?
Anthony Shitless is my favorite actor who was on the show The Shit, or The Shield, sorry.
Oh, man. But, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that would have been... Yeah, no, yes, I understand.
It was freakish, man. It was so weird. And, like, so that was really scary. Like, that was messed up. They really need a better system for stuff like that. I mean, like, we're in Gulf Shores, Alabama. The odds of, like, bad weather... I mean, it happened last year, but we weren't inside the festival at the time. It was overnight. But, like, that was messed up. But anyway, so we, like...
Gulf Shores get bad weather a lot, or...
I mean, it can happen whenever, like, hurricanes run through there and, like, tropical storms.
Oh,
it's on
okay.
the beach, like, you know.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. The ocean.
But, so we finally, like, get almost out, and then the severe weather hit us. Like, the skies opened up. It's raining so hard. People are screaming and freaking out, and I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. This is bad.
Yeah.
But, like, luckily, we got out of the festival. They stopped scanning us and just let us
and
go.
And Miranda's
through the
pregnant.
Miranda's pregnant.
Like,
yeah. So, yeah, like, I was freaking
added
out.
Added stressor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're like, luckily, we're only a mile and a half from the venue, our condo.
Yeah.
But we had to walk back in this crazy rain, and like everyone's just drunk and running through the streets of Gulf Shores, Alabama. Like, traffic is down to one lane because we don't know how to walk in a straight line on the side of the roads. But again, there were 40,000 people all doing the same thing.
Yeah. That would
and it just felt like a zombie apocalypse movie, man. Like there were sirens going off everywhere.
Hey, zombies.
At one point, about half a mile into our walk, I look, like, right across the street, like, catty corner, and this transformer gets shocked by lightning and just blows up. And so everyone's screaming about that, and I'm like, what? This is, it's like a movie.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, it's the rapture. We're in the rapture. I'm like, I didn't make the cut. It was so freaky. I
didn't make the cut.
And, but, like, so finally the rain kind of, like, stopped. And so then we were just having fun because, like, we're all just soaked to the bone. We had pissed our pants walking because we could.
Huh?
That's something I like to do when I'm drunk. I just like to pee. Is that just me?
Interesting. Yeah, and no, I think so. Not like, I mean, so you're walking and because you're super wet, you just pissed your pants?
Yeah. I wasn't going to stop walking.
Yeah, no, I've never done that.
Oh, okay. Well.
And I did get pissed drunk, pun intended, in the rain one, and I was in the rain walking one time. Yeah. So.
Well, I would have pissed. Still didn't do that. I want you to know that I would have pissed my pants in that situation.
That is disgusting.
10 times out of 10.
Ew.
So, no one pissed on me, but I did piss on myself this Hangout Fest. So, to all of you, oh my gosh, like, Mal and Taylor both, I think, sent me messages, and they were like, hope no one pees on you this year. So, thank you for that. No one did, but I did. But then we got back to the condo, and we got in the hot tub and all our clothes, and it was so fun. But, yeah, it was real scary at first, but that's pretty much, those are my highlights of Hangout. I saw a lot of different kinds of music. I got drunk quite a bit. I was on a beach for 3 days beforehand. And your boy's tan. Your boy's tan.
I don't see it.
That's because we're on webcam, Chad.
Well, you know, even if we weren't, not sure I would.
Probably won't peel away, to be honest, but.
Honestly, listen, I haven't been anywhere. I haven't really been out in the sun at all, and I think I'm more tan than you. And you were just did a week in on the beach.
That's
a week
you go
on
outside
the
regularly, even in short intervals. I live
and
in
this
a
is
cave.
True. I also just have that real good kind of like
beautiful tan baby boy skin.
Darkish. I get some dark. I'm like even a little bit dark in the winter. I just kind of retain it. You know, it's kind of nice.
I retain it.
Man, if and or when I move to Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so tan, baby. Year round, I'm going to just suntan. I'm just going to go out by my pool at my apartment complex.
You're
going to
look
I'm
like
just
a
tan.
Piece of bread that was left on medium in the toaster.
That's what I want.
It's like kind of hard but a little soft still, and the butter spreads nice and it melts in there. You're gonna be
cool.
Texas toast.
There it is. I was waiting on it.
Ready for
yep.
Yeah,
I was just about to say it.
Great minds think alike. Sorry, I've been talking a lot on this one. I kind of
no,
took
I
the wanna... reins took the reins
oh. Oh, because the rain. You were in the rain.
Oh, and the horse thing from earlier.
Oh, and the horse. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Pour it.
You didn't take the rain.
Real quick, though, I do just want to say my favorite act from the entire weekend was Chance the Rapper.
Ooh,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Dude.
I believe.
Like, I love the record, but, like, the whole experience, the lights, the band, it was so much better than the album. He is a phenomenal performer. Just seems like a really cool guy. Like, really cares. It was the greatest thing ever. It was totally worth the price of admission. Like, if I had only seen Chance over that weekend, it would have been worth it.
I have goosebumps just thinking about it, dude. He's like... He's so damn cool. Like, not even just cool. I mean, he's like, and I remember, like, I don't remember when I, like, found him or whatever, but me and my friends would listen to him, like, his acid rap all the time in college. And, like, he just blew up, dude. And he's just good. I don't want to compare him to, like, anyone, but he's seriously, like, one of the greatest performers of our generation, or like minds or whatever of our generation.
Man. Absolutely. It was a spiritual experience. Not even like lying. Like,
yeah.
It's hard.
That's
I can't
what he wants,
oversell
honestly.
It, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's not a Christian rapper, but he's a Christian who raps or whatever, you know? So, like,
yeah.
He wants that, and like he does gospel basically. That whole album's like gospel.
It was, and he had backup singers like doing all the like Oh my gosh, it was all live. It was so good. It was so good. Like, I can't oversell Chance. Like, if anyone, anybody, no matter what kind of music you like, if you have any appreciation for music at all,
you will see Chance the Rapper live. Yes. Or you should. Yeah.
You've got to see Chance the Rapper live.
I agree. No, yeah.
Like, absolutely. He is so worth giving money to. And that's not what he does it for either. Like, oh yeah. My gosh.
And if you have any taste in music at all, never see 21 Pilots live.
Damn it, man.
Never.
I was bummed too because they didn't want to get off the stage. It was so sad. They looked so bummed.
I'm glad they did though. Sorry.
Oh, and Mumford was really good. Very great live band. I mean, obviously, they're just
they're talented musicians. I'm not like super into Mumford. I think I used to be a little bit, but
yeah.
They're cuz I always felt like they're like a ripoff of the Avett Brothers.
Sinomore definitely felt like it.
Yeah, and I was like, how are you just going to do exactly what the Avett Brothers did and get bigger because of it? Just because
it was just a weird chance, like, which one of those bands got... You know, Avett Brothers could easily be where Mumford & Sons are right now.
Yeah, but God, I love the Avett Brothers so much. I do too. And my friends, a couple of my friends saw them live, and they're like, I'm Seth Avett. I'm Dave Avett. We're the Avett Brothers, and they just play music, and it's so damn good.
That's
like, they're
freaking
so
awesome.
I don't remember the other brother's name. I don't think it's Dave, but that just sounded right.
Yeah.
Hi, man. I'm Paul.
I'm Paul. Austin and I say that to each other all the damn time.
Really?
Yeah, we love that. At the end of Jimmy Neutron, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
DNA Productions. That's so funny.
Paul had three eyes.
Yeah. All right, it's time to play this week's installment. Installment? Is that the right word? I just had a stroke. Is that right?
Sure. I think it's good enough. Yeah, it's this week's installment of Banner Porno.
Right. That's what I meant to say, but then, like, as soon as I said it, it sounded so wrong.
Play this week's installment does sound a little weird. I don't know. It's fine.
Huh. Anyway,
just get into it.
Time for Banner Porno. Hit that music, would you?
I love it every time.
Me too. I'm in the mood.
Hit me.
Come on, dude. All right, Chad. This list, admittedly, I threw together very quickly. However, it is incredible.
Good.
Last week, you did very well.
Did I?
You got 9 out of 15.
That's okay for my standard.
Yeah. So we're just gonna start it off. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, first of all, welcome to the Dad Podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
you for listening to this shit show. Literally this week.
Literally, we've talked about bestiality and shitting.
Yeah, it's been quite the pony show, but you know, we're trying to. But we're bringing it back to the basics.
Back to brass tacks, baby. But for those of you who have never listened before, thank you. And this is a segment where I have a list of 15 very real band and porno names, and I'm going to read them off one at a time to Chad, who has to guess if it is the name of a band or a porn. Hence the title, and then we tally his score out of 15. And if you want to play along at home, go ahead and grab that pad and pencil and get ready, because here it comes. Ha!
Literally.
A box of fish with tartar sauce.
That's got to be a band.
That's a band.
Whew, thank fuck. Okay.
Good. All right, moving on. Bizarre Sex Trio.
Band.
That's a band.
Coming out hot.
Damn, dude. Anus and Andy.
Porno.
That's a porno.
Oh, baby. Three for
Damn,
three.
Dude. Batting 1,000 so far. Ready?
If I ever get 15 for 15, we can't play anymore.
We can't. That'll be the end of Banded Porno, our most successful segment. Oh my gosh, do you think we could get someone to sponsor Banded Porno?
Oh, like, this Cheez-Its.
Sponsor Bander Porno, please. It's time
for Cheez-Its Bander Porno. Cheez-Its,
it's not a cracker,
snack.
It's a chip. They've been doing some rebranding. I've seen that shit on commercials, baby. I pay attention. I pay attention to what you guys are doing.
Yeah, baby. See, we're ready to go. Cheez-Its, sponsor our segment, Bander Porno, and I will love you forever. I mean, I already
so
will
here's
Bander anyway.
Bander Porno. Damn it. Here's Bander Porno brought to you by Cheez-Its. Thank you, everyone, for the...
You ever eat Cheez-Its while you're watching your favorite band? You ever eat Cheez-Its while you're watching your favorite porn? Me too.
No.
Yeah, so that would be cool. All right, number four.
Anyway, yeah.
Big Daddy Cum Buckets.
Wow. Oh, fuck. Band.
It's a band!
Yes!
Dude.
Who the fuck names their band that? God.
Some real weird boys.
Yeah, it has to be.
Blow Monkeys.
Porno.
Ah, that's a band.
Damn it, I knew it was.
Looks like next week you'll be tuning into on another installment of Band of Porno next week.
Keep going.
Done in Seconds.
Porno.
That's a porno.
That's a, oh, wow, I thought it was a band as soon as I said it.
Brutal Juice.
Band.
It's a band.
Yes.
Chad, you are absolutely killing it. 6 out of 7. You got 8 left.
Let's go.
Feeling confident?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Chewbacca plaid cock.
Wow. band.
That's a band.
Wow, that's a good Chewbacca.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
Thank you. Hump Up the Volume.
Oh, porno.
That's a porno.
Yes. Oh, I feel so good. I feel so good.
Crazy Taco Cafeteria.
Porno.
Oh, it's a band, mod dude.
I should have known. I just thought taco maybe was a porno.
Yeah. It's okay, man. You're still going real strong right now. You got 5 left. You got 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. That's good. That's
8 out
good.
Of 10. You are already tied with your second highest score and beating the last few weeks. So it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Dick Duck and the Dorks.
Band.
That's a band.
Yes.
Patriot Dames.
Porno.
That's a porno.
Oh, man. I'm on it.
Man, dude, you've only missed 2. You got 3 left. The Good, the Bed, and the Snuggly.
Porno.
That's a porno!
Yes.
Nice, dude. Nice. All right. So you've only missed 2.
Yes.
And there are 2 left. You have 11.
I'm an 11.
You're at
11. I'm an 11.
Already setting a new high score.
Yeah.
Exploding Boy.
Band.
It's a band.
Also, what a name.
I love it. Exploding
I'm
Boy.
I'm an exploding boy.
I'm an exploding boy.
That's the name
boy.
Of the episode. That's gotta be.
I'm an exploding boy.
Sure.
I like it. I like it.
Or just exploding boy.
Exploding boy. I dig it.
Either one.
Last one, baby. You ready?
Yes.
Fat Love. Note, love is spelled L-U-V.
Band.
It's a band! Dude, new high score. Mark it down in your
pad and pencil in the history books.
We put this on Twitter?
Yeah, you want me to take a picture of you?
I'm kidding.
I'm going to do it. Hold on. I'm pulling it up. Pose like that. Yeah, baby. Yeah. That's so good. Oh, man. I'm putting it on the Twitter right now.
Hell yeah. You guys will see that tweet tonight, but then tomorrow you'll get some context when you hear this episode. So now it's going to be a little bit meta because you'll be like, why was that tweet there? And then we're talking directly about it right now. So it's pretty cool.
The only thing I said with it was, boom.
Perfect.
I should have put exploding boy. That's okay.
That would have been good. That would have been good.
So yeah, thanks everyone. That's been another edition of Band or Porno. We will be next week we'll be playing it again. So be ready for that, I guess. Chad, this has been a fun time. What you got for me?
This has been good. The Penguins just scored in game 6. They could take it all tonight.
Dude, I freaking okay. On Sunday when they were playing the Senators. Yes. We saw that while we were eating lunch.
7-0. Dude, it was incredible.
I want to play the Pengs so bad. You know why? Because my Nashville Predators are going to the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history, baby.
And you know what? That is very awesome. And I would be okay losing gracefully to the Predators.
That's fair.
But obviously I'm still not going to root actively for that. But if they win it, that'd be cool because they were an 8 seed also. So. Yeah.
It's just, man, it's so cool, man. Underdog story. And honestly, here's the thing. If we lose to the defending champs.
Yeah.
If we win, but we beat the defending champs.
If the Penguins go, we still don't know. But I have a good feeling. The Senators have not been up to snuff. And after losing 7-0.
That's hard to come back from.
I think they're going to lose tonight, yeah.
It's a very mental game, man.
All sports are, but like hockey's just weird that way where it's like you can get We don't have to talk about sports anymore. This isn't a sports podcast.
No, it's not.
It is kind of a potpourri podcast.
Poopery,
yeah. So do we got a podcast, do you think?
I think we do because we don't have any hate mail. We've been gone for 9 days and we don't have any hate mail. We don't have any hate mail. We've been gone for 9 days. We don't have any hate mail?
We were 2 days late on this episode because of Hangout and we still didn't get hate mail saying, "Hey, where the fuck's the new episode?" I figured we'd get something like that, but I guess not. So
anything.
Whatever. Cam, you know what I'm going to ask you. Where can we find you on social media?
Me too. You can find me at Instagram. At Lavinous Cam. And you can find me on Twitter at Lavinous Cam 2. Add me on Snapchat at Lavinous Cam. LavenousCam. Also, Chad. Saw, dude. Where can we find you?
Oh, I was just going to say I highly recommend you guys add Cam on Snap because he's very funny. He does little funny videos. I miss the driving videos where you would do over classical music. You would do Romeo and Juliet and stuff. Those were really fun.
That might be a series I have to bring back.
Also, you were really, really good at that weird whatever fucking voice you were doing.
Thanks, man.
Kind of British-y.
I don't even know what it is.
Romeo and Juliet. that was me. That was nothing like it sounds. His is way better. Yeah, you can find me on social media at Chad Hoy on everything. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Those are the only things.
More like Snapchad because he's also very funny. We're just goofy boys doing little bits.
Yeah, I don't really – I need to be – like – when I do my Snap stories are kind of not few and far between, but probably like once a week, once every 10 days, I'll actually do a story on there. Normally I just use it to get nudies or something. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Usually I just use Snapchat. Sometimes I'll take a poop and I'll send a crap chat to somebody of my loud poop. Cause sometimes I have loud poopies. Only to boys though, never to girls. Girls don't want that. Shits. And I don't know. Yeah, so Thanks, everyone. Oh, do you have anything else to say?
I was just going to say, since we have such an open inbox, you can send us your hate mail or pony sex having puns or whatever you want. Questions, suggestions for band or porno titles, whatever, to hoyweave@gmail.com. Normally we read those at the end of every episode. It's just a way for you to get in on the action and interact with us a little bit more, because that's what we love about this whole thing. We love you even when you don't send us hate mail, you ungrateful little shits.
Yeah, it is nice when you guys send hate mail. I would love to just reiterate that. Like, we honestly, even if you think it sucks, even if you think you're not funny enough to send us hate mail, we don't care. We'll read it. We'll make it funny ourselves somehow, in some way, if that's, it's not just mocking you. Yeah, even if it's just mocking you for not being that funny, that's a good way to do it. You know? I'm just kidding. We would never do that. We'd never put you on blast publicly.
Yeah.
Well, we would. That's why we don't say last names. But right. Only you know. Only you know that we're making fun of you. No one else does. No one else does.
Also, I would just like to say Jordan Kenyon.
just the name. Since we have not mentioned him this episode.
Or like the last three. So sorry, buddy.
Yeah, he was real close to just disappearing forever, but we brought him back with this one, so.
Yep. Well, thanks so much, Chad, for being patient with me in my vacation schedule and Thanks for doing this, and I love you.
Hey, I'd do anything for you. I love you too, man.
Hey.
I would do anything for you except for stop loving you.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
And you know what? And that's what it was. He would do anything for love except for stop loving her.
That is, it's a crazy little thing called love, I'd say.
Yeah, so thanks everyone for listening. If you have time this week, just give Bad Outta Hell a listen by Meatloaf. Not a bad album. Actually, no, it's a fucking awful album. Meatloaf's a terrible musical artist. Please don't listen to him. I would recommend, I had never listened to Nirvana, ever.
And what
I
is wrong with you?
Well, a lot. But I had never listened to Nirvana until this weekend, and I listened to Nevermind 3 times in a row in one night.
Yeah, dude.
And you know what? And you know what? I did cry a couple times. I'll be honest. That's how fucking good it is. So listen to Nirvana.
Listen to Nirvana this week. Bye-bye.